Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakeables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you, who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase, NA member FDIC, 2024, JP Morgan Chase & Co.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Pushkin.
When I was in university, I thought about what would most affect the future of the world. And the three areas that I came up with were the internet, sustainable energy, and making life multiplanetary.
Elon Musk, the richest person in the world, represents a strange new kind of capitalism. Call it Muskism, an extravagant, extreme capitalism, extraterrestrial capitalism, where stock prices are driven by earnings, but also by fantasies, specifically science fiction fantasies.
Be prepared for a fantastic adventure into the future, a monstrous world of terror and chaos.
I'm Jill Lepore, historian, New Yorker writer, and host of the podcast The Last Archive. And I've long been fascinated by Silicon Valley's futurism. Because to me, those visions of the future all come from the same place. The science fiction that these guys grew up on.
People have called you the real Tony Stark. You're trying to do good things and you're a billionaire. I mean,
yeah,
that seems a little bit like either superhero or supervillain. You have to choose one.
Trying to do useful things.
To understand where Musk wants to take the rest of us with his electric cars, his rockets to Mars, his meme stocks, his tunnels deep beneath the Earth, we have to look at those science fiction stories and understand what he's missed about them. So blast off with me on the Evening Rocket, on a journey into the history of the future. You can listen to the Evening Rocket beginning November 1st on the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It all started with two federal agents who heard a rumor.
She mentions, well, there is this alleged murder to have taken place.
There was just one problem. They had no clue who the victim was.
We have to do our job, and we have to find out, who did they kill?
It had been 15 years since this alleged murder. Was it still possible to unearth the truth?
I used to watch the Unsolved Mystery shows, and I often thought about calling because I was like, this is not right. How can a person get killed and no one knows anything?
I'm Jake Halpern, and this is Deep Cover, The Nameless Man. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to hear the entire season right now, ad-free, subscribe to Pushkin Plus on our Apple Podcast show page or on pushkin.fm/plus.